The analytical column and gas chromatography costs about $1,000. They're not any cheaper for high performance liquid chromatography. Both cases, you typically put a guard column upstream. In particular, if you're dealing with any quite dirty samples, the guard column becomes vital because periodically you're simply throwing this thing away as a disposable. So in gas chromatography, you've then got a 30-meter column. Upstream of it, you put a 1-meter guard column. So periodically you just take the guard column out and toss it. Same deal here, your guard column simply to prevent rubbish hitting the front end of your analytical column. Now we go through the detectors. So RI is a refractive index detector. Now you think about a pure water, for instance. You shine light onto that water. When the water hits the different density, when the light hits the water of different density, we get refraction occurring. Now we're able to measure that refractive index change, and that's the principle of operation of this detector. So if we then use a constant composition of our solvent system that we're passing through this, so isocratic elution, then any change in the refractive index indicates something other than the solvent is coming off the column. And that's nice and easy then, because it means that every analyte that comes off that column gives you a signal response. So that's its huge advantage. It's an absolutely universal detector for HPLC. Disadvantage, cannot use a gradient, and it's got low sensitivity. Okay, next class of molecules are those ones that have got a chromophore in them. And for those ones, we can use a UV visible detector. And with UV visible, these days, everybody is using a PDA detector. People with a slightly older instrument, or not much money, will, or if you're using one, for instance, with a very specific purpose, then you might pick a specific wavelength that you want to analyze for. But with a PDA, you can pick everything that's coming off the column, which has got a chromophore, so that's a light-absorbing group. And you can get all of those particular chromophores analyzed in an instant to verify the purity of your band. Now, HPLC can be tacked on to a mass spec. It then turns into LC-MS. So down in Townsville, they've got this hybrid instrument. It has got the ability to do gas chromatography mass spec and liquid chromatography mass spec. So you basically got a mass spec box, and over one side, a gas chromatographic machine can pump things in, and over the other side, an HPLC machine can pump things in. Now, the gas chromatography thing's dead easy because it's a gas coming in, and inside the mass spec, you have to have a gas. With the liquid, it's a bit of a problem. So you've now got mils per minute of the liquid coming in. You put that into an ultra-high vacuum, so the vacuum, what's atmospheric pressure expressed in torr? Yeah, 760. Now the vacuum inside these things, like my one upstairs at the moment, I think is running at 10 to the minus 7 of atorr. This is a very high vacuum. So if you put any water in there at all, then the vacuum's dead. So what you have to use is a very special separator then that separates out the rubbish, which is the solvent system, and just leaves behind the analyte, so the jet separator. So the advantage, you get the molecular weight, you get the structure, but it's much more sophisticated, much more hassle to run an LC-MS system.